Now that fella was showing me that gun, Carl. He had the stock there, and he said somebody had borrowed it from him and had nothing brought it back, and he finally had to go get it and hadn't noticed it. And they must have fell down with it or something. And the boat was broke and all. And he had it there, and he just fixed it. That's how we got talking. Now, I don't know how we got on that. We didn't get till you come up.
No.
About them squirrels or something.
Yes. He said, what are they over there, red or?
Yes.
All red, I said.
Red or gray?
Both. Plenty of them? I said, well, no. Get me a cup and get me some coffee. All right. I said, all I want is to find, or is to get one mess, one or two.
Yeah.
Oh, he said, I want enough to make a pot of
yeah.
gravy. I said, well, I don't know whether I can eat it or not. I said, since I got these ulcers.
Yes.
Poor meat and gravy goes against me.
And I said to you, you mean driving? I said, how'd you get ulcers?
I said, driving that school bus 16 years.
I said, Lord have mercy. And then he come along with that. He had ulcers, Leo, and he's about to die on the diets they give him until he finally begun to eat. No, the first thing he said, if you want to cure an ulcer, you take, just eat as much red cup as you can, and take some whiskey.
Drink her. How much whiskey? Glass of whiskey?
And eat pork chops.
Yeah.
Well, everything he mentioned there, you see, with kitty, that I know.
Well.
And he was telling you how he learned that. He went back to that doctor, kept going, and he got so his wife had to help him. He couldn't walk.
Yeah. His wife had to help him when he was so drunk he couldn't get to the table. That's well, when she helped.
Well, he didn't put that in.
I know, but I did.
When he went, that last time, they had some fresh meat, pork, and had 69 pork chops.
Yeah.
And he says, cook me one.
Yeah, he said to his wife, cook pork chops for supper. She said, no, you can't eat them. And he said, I made her cook them, and I ate three for my supper.
Five.
Three or five, and drunk a quart of whiskey.
He drunk whiskey, and I said, where did the peppers come in?
Forgot the peppers.
He said they was growing out there in the garden.
He was.
And he just cooked them with the pork chops.
Well, now. I just, he looked funny when I said, well, I've got to go, didn't he?
Well,
and he just kind of backed off. And
well, he was telling it just slow and step by step, and Burl was sitting there rattling his keys and jiggling that.
And finally started my motor.
And I said, hold up there, Burl, here's a new remedy I hadn't heard about. So he took that as long as he could, and the next thing I knew, he's up there in the fondue looking at a piece of machinery.
Well, I know the man, I know what he was.
Yeah. Well, he took his time.
Yeah. That's all he's got, his time. That's why he's so fat. He don't do nothing else, only lay around there.
Yeah.
First of each month, and as long as he's got money, where he can get a bunch of fellas to. The whiskey store used to be right straight across above the next store there, above the farm store, right straight across where the doctor's office is.
Yeah.
Whiskey store used to be there.
Was that one of his buddies there with him, I guess? They walked They walked up.
Yeah, yes. Yeah, that's his buddy.
Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't know him, though. Mm-hmm. But I know that man.
But he talked a long time before you got there about that gun.
Yeah, yeah. About half styled.
You reckon?
Did you smell anything on it?
No.
No.
Spencer. He told me his name, but I forget his first name. Spencer.
No. No, you forgot.
What was it?
Knocked out on Cold Wedge Hollow.
Out there for close to Clay?
Close by to Clay. Oh.
He said he lives in town.
I know he does now, but he used to live. He used to own a lot of sheep. He owned a farm out on the hill.
Uh-huh.
Who did Logan Rhodes Jr. marry?
I don't know.
He married since you was here. Now, why can't a man think of names?
Does Leo know that? What you told me about that drinking beer?
Oh, me and Bullard?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what he does or not, but I'll go into part of it.
Okay. Now you was a pretty good man at that time, and you was handling cattle and everything else.
Well, I always get down a cattle and could get if I had to. 11. But he
didn't handle them.
Well, some, yes. But what our agreement was, he was working, and I was on the farm here.
Oh, yeah.
And that's why I was connected with everything with the natives. They think a farmer don't have any thing to do but help the other fella.
Yeah.
When he's got a full-time job for himself,
yeah.
He does it.
Yeah.
So he said, I'll give you, I'll furnish the money, and if we buy stuff together and you can market it while I'm working, we'll go 50-50. What guy wants to know, we went out there one day, and that's the day we got drunk and got a little too much whiskey, and I couldn't drive in, and Clay run over the hill down here. And well, neighbors got us out. What? What? Huh?
Well, now
and,
you...
And I come in here...
You and Clay was there, sort of celebrating, and just had a beer or two, and this other fellow come up.
Well, and he wanted something to drink, and that's part I'm going to omit.
Oh, yeah.
His name.
Sure.
But he's a prominent man.
But he wanted
it. He wanted to drink, and I told him I didn't have none. Well, he said...
That is no whiskey.
No whiskey. I just drank beer. He so insisted that I said, well, we can get a pint. The whiskey store ain't closed, and I went around the corner, but that was expensive. I went around the corner, and wasn't closed, and got a pint and a sweet lunch. What had kicked me, Clay went over the hill down here at Delling Town place. I'd always been driving in. Wouldn't drink enough beer to affect me, but what I could drive. But that time, the beer and the whiskey just hit flipped me. Clay was trying to drive in and went over the hill down there, right on top of that little raise out to Delly McCrown place. And neighbors helped us out, and when I come home, what's interesting to him? Mom's reaction. She was crying, and when I found out, when she told me what it was, she said, I just can't keep from studying about how near you come getting killed, leaving all these little youngins here for me to take care of. Well, for a week, when I'd come in, and the youngins would be playing, why, she'd be by herself, that I'd find her in tears. So one day, come in about a week later, and I told her, I said, now, Mom, you're going to wear yourself sick. If you don't quit this, I said, if you'll quit this, I'll promise you one thing, that I won't drink no more whiskey. She looked up at me with a smile on her face. She said, well, I never did catch you in a lie. Just going to take you up on that. So that is the end of my drinking whiskey. Beer. Now that's what he's interested in.
Yeah, that was all right.
I never thought about having to repeat it so that he could play it years from now if he wanted to, or maybe wouldn't have told me.
But that's
the truth now, yeah. Fellas, and I haven't drank any since.
Yeah,
and I've got a long back.
Well, but you see, the way you started out. You see, you were just being happy. You'd just make a good trade, so you'd go in and get beer.
The beer, I tell you what, I don't know whether you fellas, you or Leo either, and I can say this about the five boys. If ever any one of them ever had any whiskey or beer in them, they never acted it, nor I never smelled it on them. Saying a whole lot to these five boys.
Yeah.
Ain't
yeah.
it?
Yeah.
And that beer is something that you crave. You drink it and you can't, when you get around it, beer and hot dogs goes together.
Yeah.
And you get a hot dog and you had to have a beer after you got started. The mud.
I tell you what, that'll grow on you like cigarettes.
It will. Just like tobacco or coffee.
Yeah.
Coffee grows on you.
Yeah.
I could learn, take your drinking water over morning. I could get myself in 3 months in a habit just like you till I was just head for the water spigot and a glass first thing when I got up.
Yeah.
That's a habit.
It don't take that long.
No, it don't take long.
No, just about the second time you do it.
Well, now the beer, it's got a more enticing taste. I believe there's something in it that makes you crave. It would have to be something for to get a fellow in the habit of.
Well, they talk about it much. Just the idea of it is so appealing.
Well, might be, yes. That might be. And they want to feel big. It makes them rich while they're down.
Yeah.
While they feel.
Yeah. Feel important.
That's right. That's where the craving comes in. You think you can't get along without it, Well, it all boils down, and a lot of people say, oh, I can't quit. You can. Clint never done anything. Clint's a complete failure.
Them fellas that you talked with this afternoon, now, most of them you've been knowing a good while, aren't they?
In the meeting?
Yeah.
Yes.
All of them.
No, the applicant that we turned down for the 4-H leadership,
yeah,
never met him before till today. Yeah. And I met the district man from the university once before in another meeting.
Yeah. Well, you're county agent, and now the school board member.
Yes, he's a local boy, about his age.
Yeah.
And
that woman that you was walking along the street, who was she?
She was Ms. Kelly. And
how'd she get on the board? I mean,
well, she was just the county agent selected the names for people who he thought would work with.
Well, now there were 7 people to vote.
Yeah. One.
Well,
maybe wasn't that.
Yes. And now 3 of you didn't go along with that idea that the county agent had, that you the best bet would be somebody who lives in the county, who would take an interest in the county.
Well, the county agent didn't, you mean?
Oh, that was his idea to start with.
Well, yes, yes. Well, it was all of our IDs, but here was the situation in our meeting.
Well, all of you felt that way at the start.
We all would have rather had somebody in the county, but the way this representative from the West Virginia University put it,
yeah,
he said if we can't vote for a county 4-H leader here and get them placed. That's the board member said that. And he said, no. He said, I have to recommend them. And he said, I've recommended this man from Webster County because he's had 5 years of experience as a 4-H leader.
And
the 2 county applicants, they were 4 from the county, but 2 of them resigned because this Ron Love over here, the job didn't pay as much as he could make at his present job, so he wouldn't change jobs.
Yeah.
He would have been the top man, I believe, in the county. But this year, Davis's wife, that lives out here back on the hill from Maysville, she's this Polly's daughter over here, chicken man over here at the foot of the hill.
Yeah.
What is her name? You know her. No, maybe it's Larry. Graduated with her. Larry went over there, I think, and helped him a lot of his chickens. I was thinking that was you, but it wasn't. Anyhow, she's a go-getter. She would make a good one. And she can work with children. And it's easier to get somebody to supervise boys than it is to get some responsible person to supervise a bunch of girls.
Yeah.
And the about 3-to-1 population of girls to 1 boy. When I spoke up, I said, well, I expect it'll be that.
In the 4-H?
In general. I said, when I was driving school bus, when I set my bus load off up here at the Gary radio shop, I set off 17 girls and 4 boys.
Yeah.
And Mr. Wilfon, he said, that's about the way it run then. Way more.
Yeah.
So you need a lady supervisor who's easily in 4-H.
Yeah. And she would have done pretty good, you think?
She would have. She was excellent. But when why I went with the board member and this Mrs. Kelly, on the man's recommendation, he said it was final if we voted unanimously for a Clay County applicant that had the application in. We couldn't elect him. He had to go to Morgantown and get it approved by the Morgantown committee. Then come back, and it had to be a 2/3 majority.
2/3?
Yeah. So, when he said that this was the only man that he would recommend, the best qualified man, why he brought down to it was his experience. And when he said he would veto it, maybe run up into next year before we got a county agent, or got a 4-H leader, county 4-H leader, why, I changed my mind. I voted for the man he presented.
Yeah. But now you knew this Miss Polly, and you knew she'd be good.
Yes. She was a Polly and married a Davis.
Yeah.
Well, one of Gordy Brown's girls right over here married the same person. He took her to Morgantown, and she was interviewed by the committee, the same as this man was. Jerry. She was good, a poor girl, come up a poor way and an awful good girl. Would have made a good county agent.
Mm-hmm.
But backward.
Yeah.
He said why he took her. Oh, we put him through the mill.
Oh, did you?
Some of them asked him, said, why did you just take one? Why did you select Geraldine instead of the Davis woman to go to Morgantown? Well,
yeah, I'd like to know that too.
He said that she was bashful and backward and don't have much to say out in the meeting. And he said she has her degree, qualifies her for the job, but she's so backward, I allowed maybe it would get some of that backwardness out of her to give her a trip up out of Morgantown before the state committee. See? That was his excuse. So he had it cocked and primed.
Yeah.
For the man.
Yeah.
And then to boil it down, some of them said, well, who will have to go, somebody from this county, maybe go and take his place up in the county where he's living?
Now that's federal regulations that makes them do that, Leo.
No, yes, that's right. No, he said, there's a fellow in Pennsylvania used to be here that wants to come back to that post.
Yeah.
So you see, and he also said it wasn't political. No political issue, but there must have been a political string pulled somewhere, wasn't it?
Well,
friendship or something.
Well, this fellow, the way you finally told it was, he had had 5 years' experience, and he went over there, and there was all...
Yes, that's this fellow, but what I'm talking about, the man he's bringing from out of the state, that left the state, went to another state, and wanted to come back to this state to pick up this fellow's job.
Oh.
So it looked like political string pulled somewhere is that.
Yeah.
Friendship or something.
Yeah, it goes round and round.
And the three old committees And the county court man said, we've been pushed around too much. We ain't going to be pushed anymore.
Oh, he did.
They made us take. They've made us take whoever they say for the last three times.
Yeah.
And we ain't had a success.
Oh. So this fella, this fella had experienced 5 years as 4-H leader, and he had taken the county. And had organized a lot of 4-H groups. And yes, that's what you want here.
75, that's why I changed my mind and voted for
it. Yeah.
Possibly.
Yeah.
But against the county agent. Recommendation. Who's that?
Lordy Butcher. I'm going to take him for a ride. I'm going to let him pull his own wagon.
Who?
Lloyd Butcher.
Well, I'm uneasy about Larry then.
Does he know you called the fellow that bought that name?
I'm going to talk to him, yeah.
Well, now, what about that, Burl? Leo called that fellow. Got that hay under your shed out there, and from what he said, he...
They don't want it over there yet. They ain't got no place to put it. You didn't go up there?
No. I was late, and I kind of couldn't make it.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. This channel to right, around 300 or 400, and the end of this talk with Burl in the dining room after we got back from that meeting with his in the courthouse for the 4-H club director this Tuesday late, the 8th of October, 1974. Channel 2 right around 300 or 400, and then the talk with Burl after we got in from Burl's meeting at the courthouse with the county agent and his committee over the 4-H club director this Tuesday late in the afternoon this 8th of October, 1974.